With a little more than a month to go until the New Hampshire presidential primary, two of the leading candidates have begun the new year campaigning in New Hampshire. Senator Elizabeth Warren and former Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg were both in New Hampshire yesterday. As WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks reports, the race is heating up, even as it remains unresolved.
On a day that saw former Housing Secretary Julian Castro suspend his campaign, the race for the Democratic presidential nomination got a bit less crowded, but it still has four apparent front runners. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders campaigned in New Hampshire before the new year. Yesterday, the state belonged to Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg, who asks voters to imagine America after Donald Trump is gone from the White House.
The challenge will be to implement big enough, bold enough ideas to meet that moment and to figure out a way to do it that can unify a dangerously divided American people. That is the kind of president that I am running to be.
Several hundred people filled the historic Colonial Theater in Keene to see Buttigieg. The latest polls, including one from WBUR last month, suggest he's leading in New Hampshire. And as the front runner, he's answering sharper questions like, how does a 37-year-old former mayor of a small city make the case that he's equipped to be president?
Well, I think it's, first of all, talking about judgment and values and how that sits alongside experience. There are very senior senators in our country who've never in their life managed more than 100 people.
Buttigieg's message is decidedly moderate, about bringing people together rather than waging political revolution. It's made a believer out of George Rodriguez from East Longmeadow, Massachusetts.
This country does need to be united. I think he can do that. I think his policies are all framed that way as well. I think that's the approach, because if you go way too far to the left, it's not going to be electable, and I'm scared of what that might bring.
It's great to be here. Every time I come back to New Hampshire, I just feel like I'm back here with family. In fact,
earlier in the day at a town hall event in Concord, Elizabeth Warren began 2020 the same way she began 2019, calling for big structural changes, including a wealth tax on the super rich to fund a series of programs for working Americans, from universal child care and preschool to college debt relief. In a clear reference to her moderate rivals like Buttigieg and Joe Biden, she warned that if Democrats try to play it safe,
then Democrats will lose. We win when we have big enough ideas to meet the big problems in people's lives, and we get out there and fight for them.
That message helped propel Warren toward the front of the pack through last summer and early fall. But in recent weeks, she slipped in the polls, and her fundraising appears to have slowed as well. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign says it took in more than $34 million in the final 3 months of last year, the largest haul of any Democrat. The Warren campaign is expected to announce its fourth quarter total later today, but last week told supporters that it was lower than hoped.
I think Elizabeth Warren is boxed in right now.
Dante Scala is a political science professor at the University of New Hampshire who says Warren is being challenged on two fronts.
She's boxed in by the continued persistent success of Bernie Sanders for that progressive vote. So Sanders represents something of a roadblock for her.
And Scala says Buttigieg represents another roadblock by attracting highly educated white voters who might otherwise have gone for Warren. But Scala believes the race remains unsettled and unresolved. And in a profound way, what Buttigieg and Warren presented yesterday in New Hampshire is the big question Democratic voters are trying to answer, whether it's better to embrace big progressive change or a more moderate approach in the name of unity. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Keene, New Hampshire.